from the Broadcast House Studios at 44th and O. Morning radio for the entire capital city. This is LNK Today with Jack and friends on the Voice of Lincoln, 1400 KLIN.
All right, 63 degrees, man. It was fun last weekend listening here on KLIN to the Nebraska baseball team. An incredible comeback at the beginning of the weekend, and then a Big Ten championship at the end of the weekend. Now getting ready for a home series finale against Michigan. Should have something close to a full crowd. Feels like a little bit of return to normalcy from another one of these programs who have had just a crazy year plus right now. And we thought, hey, we need to get the head man on, talk to him a little bit after the championship and kind of look ahead to what remains. So we say good morning and welcome in to Nebraska baseball coach Will Bolt. Coach Bolt, thanks for joining us today. How are you doing?
Yeah, you bet. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Cool. Well, first of all, congrats. So I'm curious. I'm doing the thing that a fan does on Sunday and listening and watching you guys game, and I'm getting score updates on the Michigan Maryland game that's going on. Now, I know the coach says, "Hey, you don't scoreboard watch. We're focused." Rightfully so, all of those things. But I'm curious, how does the message, because you guys knew at the end, obviously, how does the message kind of get down to the dugout that, hey, we finished this off, we're Big Ten champs? How did that work exactly?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. We made it a point before we got off the bus on Sunday morning, said, look, our entire focus needs to be on Ohio State here. We need to focus on playing a great game against them, and we can't really control what happens in the other game, and let's not even think about it or talk about it. And when the time comes, you know, we'll deal with it. So it was about the fifth inning of the game. Curtis Ledbetter, our longtime director of ops, just very discreetly comes and taps me on the shoulder and whispers in my ear, it's Championship Sunday. You know, that's a term that we've used throughout the entire year just to kind of put in perspective how important Sundays are to our team and how everybody's playing for something and those type of things. And him saying that, it was just basically him saying, yep, it really is Championship Sunday today. So I knew in about the fifth inning, and then they put the score up on the scoreboard in about the seventh inning on the Indiana scoreboard. And you could kind of see our players just kind of try to hold back their smiles a little bit. And at that point, I believe we were up 8 or 9 to nothing already, playing really well. And, you know, knew we just needed to go finish it off.
Coach, there's a little bit of everything this weekend, and it really kind of it showed a bunch of what this team has exuded for the entire year. And I've said it a bunch of times where I don't know that I can quite put it to words, but it's a level of confidence and having fun and, you know, just clutch hitting and those sorts of things that you guys have done that got you to this point of the championship. How do you describe this team? You've seen a lot of teams during your coaching career, during your playing career. What's so unique, and maybe you can put into words what I'm trying to put into words about the personality of this team?
Yeah, they're a tight-knit bunch. They're very selfless. They really care about each other. And when I say that, I don't just mean from a friendship standpoint, like they like to, you know, hang out with each other off the field. They really are invested in each other's successes on the field, and really pull it for each other. And that's something that I feel like every championship team I've ever been a part of, they have that type of heartbeat, where you can, when you do that, then you pick each other up. You pick each other up on a day where, maybe your pitching's not at its best, then the offense picks them up or vice versa. So, you know, that first and foremost is kind of the heartbeat of this team. They play very fearlessly. We play to win. I mean, that's something that we talk about all the time. We started back in, you know, August when we're doing drills in the fall, and we get to the end of it. You know, we say you don't try harder at the end. To finish it off, you just keep playing to win like you have the whole time. And I feel like that's how this team has played for the majority of the year. And they care an awful lot. They play to win. They play for each other. And you might have heard Jackson Hallmark a few weeks ago, just, you know, he said kind of one of their mantras is don't care. And they care an awful lot. But when you have that moment, or when you get in that moment and you just say, don't care, it's like, I don't care what's going on around me. I'm going to do what it takes to get the job done. I'm going to do what it takes to win.
That's probably the best way I've heard it described, to be honest. But, I mean, watching and listening to you guys, you absolutely feel. One of the things, Coach, that is fascinating to me is, you know, you got guys like last year. I see Max Anderson playing for Millard West last year. And you see some of these other freshmen, these young guys, who are on the same team with guys that feel like they've been here forever, like almost like just after you were playing here. And I know the Mojo Haggy jokes have been going on forever, but Jackson Hallmark too, Schwellenbach, these guys have been here for, what is the interplay? Because you've got, you know, in some cases I'm imagining like 5 years of age difference between some of these guys. What has that interplay like been for you, and how has that impacted what this year has been?
Yeah, that's a great question and a great point. That's also the sign of a healthy culture, where the upperclassmen treat the freshmen exactly the way that they would want to be treated, and just welcome them with open arms. And that was something that, and we had the exit meetings in the fall with the players, the newcomers. One of the things they said to a man was, you know, these upperclassmen really welcomed us. Like they really made us feel like part of the team right away, and we didn't really have to earn our stripes or anything, and you know, just really made us feel a part of it. And that's such a big deal for team culture and chemistry and camaraderie, where the upperclassmen do that, and they, you know, and then when those kids, the Max Andersons and the Bryce Matthews and mm-hmm. and those guys get to be older, they'll remember that, and then they just keep passing it on, and that's how you you know, have a great culture. And you know, that's the way it was when I got here, when Darren retired. Those kids that were upperclassmen had the highest character, and they treated the young guys the right way, and they just went about their business the right way.
Nebraska head baseball coach Will Bolt joining us on KLIN. Coach, I'm curious, it's a unique situation with you only playing a conference season this year. And I know you're probably not thinking ahead a lot to this now, but a lot of the fans are, is how that is going to be looked at by the NCAA and the seeding committee. I'm just curious though, from your perspective, you've seen a lot of baseball, you've seen Big 12 baseball, you've seen Big 10 baseball now. What is your kind of sense of the quality of opponent that Nebraska has faced throughout this season? Because that's going to be something that a lot of people are speculating on over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, certainly in talking with the league coaches, this year we felt like would be a banner year for our league in terms of number of teams selected if it was a normal season and we were allowed to have non-conference play. Just with the depth of talent, the pitching is just, even in my last stint here in 2014, the pitching in the league has gotten so much better since then. And just the overall quality of athlete, quality of coaching, just all the way around. I think there's probably at least five or six teams. I mean, six probably would be where I would see it. If given a chance to play non-conference games, I think you'd be looking at a six-bid league this year. And that's that's going to be just behind the ACC and the SEC, honestly, when it comes to that. So the quality of play, the quality of opponent, the talent in this conference, it may not get a ton of respect nationally, but it is as good as it's ever been.
So you've got an interesting series coming up. You know, it's a nice issue to have, but you've already clinched the conference title with an entire series to go, which is great. Already had the celebration on the field. I guess it puts you in a little bit of a weird motivational position at this point. There certainly is a lot to be played for here for both of these teams as it concerns the postseason. But how do you get this team mentally ready after what you just had in the celebration that you had last weekend?
Yeah, it's just one of the things that we've talked about with this group all year long is just keep showing up, just keep stacking good days on top of each other. Keep bringing a championship mentality to practice. Even if it's a short practice where all you're doing is taking batting practice or, you know, taking a few ground balls, like do it with a championship mentality, do it with a mentality that, it may be the last time you ever get a chance to do it. And again, we learned that lesson last year with the season being taken away, so it's been a bit easier maybe to navigate some of that stuff this year where there's just no guarantees. But that's the way this team has gone about their business. There's been a very, very rare occasion where we've really had to motivate them in terms of just getting their motors going at practice. Like we've been ready to play just about every game we've played. I think looking the run differential in the first three innings of the game, I think we're at or near the top of the country when it comes to that. So these guys show up ready to play, but it all starts with practice. And so today will actually be the first day that we've been together again as a group. We traveled on Monday, mm-hmm. and then Tuesday was our off day. So we'll get out there. We'll have some light practices, but some intentional practices. And I expect these guys, they know that we still have a lot to play for, even though we've already checked off the box of winning the conference championship.
And it might also help to have a crowd, you know, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 people there that are fired up to celebrate and watch them. I think that'll probably just help the atmosphere naturally as well. When you haven't seen that, frankly, in a lot of the places that you've been.
No, we haven't seen it anywhere that we've been, except here at home. So it's been nice to have our home crowd, even though we've only had, 12 home games this year?
Yeah.
Again, just a crazy, unique year that way, but our Husker fans have showed up in a big way.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, I've got a feeling it's going to be a really good atmosphere here this weekend. Let me ask you, just kind of looking ahead a bit, when you think about these postseason, you obviously know this very well, is that bullpen is such an important piece when you're playing multiple games in a weekend in a tournament format. I guess, first of all, how do you think you're setting up when you get into tournament play, and have these pods where it looks a little bit more like a tournament schedule where you're playing four games over 3 days that you might not normally do in a regular season. Has that helped you guys out a little bit with getting that bullpen ready for a situation like you'll see the weekend after this?
Yeah, I will say that, you know, even the pods created some pretty interesting scenarios, whether it be with travel or schedule or whatever the case may be. It did give us kind of a glimpse with a four-game weekend where if you did have to go to a bullpen day, you had to use an opener, you had to use multiple guys out of the pen, what that would look like. And we actually had a couple of really good days. I believe we had two shutouts on days of four-game weekends where it looked like, hey, what's the pitching going to look like? You may be out of starting pitchers. And the bullpen guys just really stepped up and just gave us quality, whether it be six outs, nine outs, and hand it off to the next guy. So that is something that we can take from the pods. Unfortunately, we weren't really able to build the quality depth that we feel like we really have on the mound with this team because we didn't play Tuesday games.
Right.
That's where you really build that. And we feel like we probably have two or three other pitchers that we could have really leaned on those games and really developed them. But instead, they're probably going to, only have a handful of innings on the year. So we do feel like, though, that the pods have helped us kind of solidify who the guys are that we feel like we can count on in the postseason.
Very good. Before we let Nebraska head coach Will, by the way, I was just wondering, it's 9-2 in the top of the seventh against Ohio State. I understand being positive at all times and all those things, but man, you've got to be not necessarily thinking, okay, we're in for a comeback here. How much? What was that like? Just experiencing that nine runs in over the course of three innings, and how much did that impact the rest of the weekend for you guys last weekend?
Yeah, the way that game kind of played out was probably different than it would have played out had we not had two more games left. And, you know, we're always going to play to win, but you also have to set yourself up for success.
Think about pitching.
And so we tie that game at five. Tie the game at two in the fifth inning against a really, really good pitcher for Ohio State. And, you know, they come right back and score three, and they put up another crooked number. And so I called the team up in the seventh inning, and I said, look, you know, we may be down here. I don't really care what the score ends up being at the end of the game, as long as we just compete and we don't give in to the situation and we don't, you know, give our at-bats away and start, you know, having a bad attitude because we're losing the game. Let's finish this thing off the right way. How you do anything is how you do everything. And, you know, again, the guys just went up there and they just played, and they didn't really worry about the outcome. And the Griffin Everett home run, I've never been a part of anything quite that dramatic in my life, where he literally had one swing in him in that at bat. I mean, he couldn't hardly move. And that exact scenario Coach Arvell and I had talked about before the inning started, it's like, well, if Griff's a tying run, he's been swinging a good bat, you know, let's let him stay in there and see if he can get into one.
It was like a Kirk Gibson situation in 1988 here is what we're talking about.
It was It was crazy. I mean, he couldn't even hardly get around the bases. So, I mean, we don't win the league on the weekend. We don't get to clinch on Sunday if we don't win that game.
Yeah. Yeah, and who knows? And who knows what happens after that? All right, last but not least, on a light note, on Friday's show, in honor of the baseball team, we are playing, we do Request Line Fridays where we play songs, and we're doing baseball walk-up songs. We're letting the listeners play the songs they would play. Now, I want to know, do you remember what your walk-up song back when you were at Nebraska, and would it still be the same today if you had a chance to pick one?
I think the one I used at the end of my career was Jimi Hendrix All Along the Watchtower.
Oh, wow. I didn't think you were going to go. I don't recall that. That's impressive. It's impressive.
Yeah, that was the one I went with my senior year, I believe, the entire year. On a total opposite end of the spectrum, I also used DMX at one point in my career as well. So
all over the board. Very good. Okay. Well, good. All right. Well, we might mix those in on Friday to get everybody fired up for the game. Coach, I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes today. And hopefully we get to talk to you again here as we get into the postseason. All right.
All right. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Have a great one.
Nebraska baseball coach, Will Bolt.